In the collect of the Mass, we pray today, guard thy family, we beseech thee, O Lord, with continual loving kindness, and as it leans upon the hope of heaven, heavenly grace alone, it may ever be walled about by thy protection. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Suffer both to grow until the harvest. Confidence crept in quietly towards the end of Mass on the great glorious feast of Christ the King. It was in the last gospel. Very often the Sunday gospel would be that proper to the Sunday while there is a feast that is kept. And last Sunday was Christ the King, so we commemorated the 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. And in that gospel, recall, our Lord's on his way to Jairus' house. Jairus is an important Jew because he's the head of the local synagogue. And he's going, our Lord is, to raise the dead. He's doing the same thing today in this house of God because you are important. When he's intercepted by a woman who has an issue, and her issue is of blood for 12 years, and she thinks, if I can only touch the hem of his garment, I'm good. Jesus sees her and tells her, have confidence, and that her faith has healed her. The Protestants used to worry about this verse in the Bible, that it would encourage the veneration of relics. We just had the Feast of the Holy Relics on Friday. We have many relics that we are privileged not so much to possess, but to keep safe and venerate until the church is restored or Christ returns in glory. I imagine that at the general resurrection, all of the relics of the saints will disappear, claimed by the saints from whose bodies they were taken, and all will be glory again. Our Lord's cloak, the lady wanted to touch and did, that would be a second-class relic because it touched Christ. Perhaps that is identical with the holy coat of Christ, as it is called, that's venerated in the Cathedral of Trier in Germany. And of course, there's a holy shroud of our Lord, relics. There's another verse. Protestants sometimes were preoccupied about in the gospel. Today's gospel gives us the story of the good wheat intersown with the weeds by the enemy. And the good man of the house says, let them both grow until the harvest. And our Lord here is correcting, you see, the idea that the kingdom of God, the church on earth, will be one of perfect righteousness, where there would never be a scandal of any kind, nor any sin. No, his church, the Catholic Church, is big on sinners, and that's how you got in this morning. A mixture of bad and of good Christians, always. Not an elite club of saved souls. That's what the Calvinists, who are still kicking today, mean when they say the church. Oh, the epistle today gives us the picture of the ideal church. It's the epistle of the Holy Family, the brotherhood of believers, united in charity, thankful to God and abounding in virtue. That describes the first church, which was a domestic or a family church, the Holy Family at Nazareth. And we recognize that church in our own midst when we organize an enthronement of the Sacred Heart in our home. As Father did before me, I once again recommend that to you very warmly indeed. There's always, you see, a tension between the ideal and the reality. The wheat, in a word, and the weeds. The problem is that we go weed whacking regularly, but always in our neighbor's field and never in our own. So that makes us to end up like the Pharisees, and our Lord really could not abide the Pharisees. Puritans, proud of our rare virtue and not too shy to let you know about it. Censorious of our fellow Catholics, prone to criticize and even to condemn before the time, St. Paul would say. You do see a lot of that in some of our traditional Catholic groups amongst the, well, we're just the Catholics who are left. But it tends not to leave very many who could live up to that. It's understandable, though, this attitude in today's world. We are meant to encourage, to inspire, sometimes to correct, but always patiently, not to write others off as weeds. If our Lord tells this parable today, it is to underline the truth. Yes, hell and its agents are tireless, methodical, implacable in their efforts for evil today. They hatched this plot how long ago? 100 years, 150, perhaps more. But really, they're only fertilizer, a kind of a growth stimulus for the good, for the wheat, whose merits, one author says, whose merits increase in proportion to the persecution they undergo. In a word, confidence. I would like to speak to you about this build-up virtue this November, as the year wanes and we consider the church. St. Bonaventure says that to make it to heaven, we're going to need a lot of confidence. What kind of confidence? Dismas confidence, Calvary confidence. Who was he, this condemned criminal, slowly suffocating on the cross next to Christ's, the odd bird plucking at his eyeballs? Who was he to lean over and to gather the breath from his lungs and to ask for heaven? Yet he saw something that Good Friday, something which emboldened him. He saw Jesus, whose name means Savior. So he went ahead and he asked. And you know what? Our Lord said, yes, today, you with me in paradise. Confidence is the hope of having something, says St. Thomas Aquinas. Confidence makes you hope from believing the word of the one who promises you his help, Jesus Christ. Why should I believe that I'll end up wheat gathered in the maniples, that's the meaning of that vestment, the sheaves, and not weed in bundles to be burned? The divine generosity. Look at your life. Take a good long look, if you can bear to, and ask yourself, how did I end up here today? The divine mercy, which, like your angel, has never abandoned you and has ever assisted you. Fear not, little flock. The Father has determined to give you his kingdom. Why, it's enough to make you believe in predestination. And so we do, we Catholics, not the Calvinist kind, but the correct version. God gives all men grace sufficient to be saved, actual graces. But seeing some will need more, according to his unspeakable wisdom and unsearchable mercies, he accords that extra. He gives more than the minimum so that we'll make it into the kingdom. Then by the piety, the loving kindness, and the charity, the burning love of God, it's given to us. Today's collect, even as even as we lean solely upon the hope of heavenly grace, we who are walled about by your protection, pray. Last week, for the feasts of Christ the King and all saints, we prayed the Mass, Thou art worthy, Lord, the Lamb slain in sacrifice. Out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, Thou hast ransomed us by Thy blood and given us to God, and we shall reign as kings over the earth, and we shall take the angel thrones in heaven vacated by the fallen ones who followed Lucifer in his pride. We can see how necessary hope, confidence is today in the face of this total onslaught that we face 24/7. Evil from the enemy, lies and threats and divisions and fears and confusion and compromise. Why, it's enough to pull you down, right down to hell. No, stand up straight. Your redemption approaches. We'll sing that in Advent, and it's almost here. St. Bonaventure, the seraphic doctor, that means he's on fire too, like a seraphim, the love of God. He says, confidence lifts a man up to the heights, and having lifted him up, keeps him there. And by keeping him there, houses him in one of heaven's mansions. Confidence for the battle. Confidence for the church militant. We'll look as well this month, God willing, at the church suffering, purgatory, and the church triumphant in heaven, but always with confidence. But in the meantime, you remember, don't mumble, don't stumble. Look at the bad guy or his ignorant agent right in the eye. And don't worry about what you're going to say. It will be given you by the Holy Ghost. Jesus is there. Figure it out in your own heart and go for it. That's what the wicked do. Nothing holds them back. They just go on sowing weeds. How will we win then? How will we end up bound up with the wheat? The good man of the house, remember, says patience until the end. And our good God wills to build all around us so strong a wall that it not only keeps them out, that we could even lean upon it. And so we do. God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.